Accession number 16065, real one.
That I would feel slighted. Yes. Yeah. As it is, I had friends and so on, but I go along with Bishop Wilson, what is his name, a rather famous one, became Bishop of Coventry, who was tortured by...
It's a gentleman, it's this bishop who did the... He used to do the Armistice Day
yes.
service. Yes.
And he's died now, yes. Another friend of mine does it, Gerald Ellison, Bishop of London, he does it now, and I think does it very well.
Yes.
He was terribly nervous following Bishop Wilson.
Yes.
Well, I knew him because he was Dean of Hong Kong before he went to Singapore, so I knew him just before he was called. Mm. Wonderful chap. And I've met him, Wilson, him again in England. This is the bit that I think would interest people coming to your museum, I would imagine. Some of us VADs got taken out and exchanged for some VADs who had been... trapped, so to speak, in this prisoners of war camp number 2. It was a little French hospital, actually it's opposite, as you'll read, Stanley Prison, so we knew where it was, and was near to the famous Argyle Street camp where all the officers eventually, of all the services, the volunteers were put. And they were on a raised platform, the typical stalag sort of set up, with sentries at corners in the middle of each side. And they were on this raised platform, and they could look down and look across to us when they were walking in a certain part in their camp.
Yes.
And so contact was made between us, and really a code of signals almost was set up. And so where are we? These two people had come in as to this little hospital to which I was sent. And it was over the water. We were taken over the water and put into it. And gradually, people in the camp recognized that I was there. 10 of us, I think, went that time. I'm not sure. It might be 12. I think 10. And they're here. And anyway, Elaine Davis, a friend of mine, she is on the sheet down there, so she just signed back there. Now, typically, Japanese, they'd put naval doctors... Jackson, Page, and Gunn, an army padre, army Queen Alexandra nurses, and some sisters from the hospital. Then they had some VADs and nurses there. Now, Phyllis Newnham, for instance, could see her very sprightly colonel husband through the wire. He sadly was executed afterwards, so the last time she saw him was through layers of bars. When we were working there, the chaps, I mean, they would either diphtheria cases, they used to come in from the other camp, Shamshupo in Kowloon, was for the men rather than the officers. So a lot of our husbands, I hadn't got a husband, were there because they were volunteers. And these lorries used to come in, often with the men absolutely unclothed, and all the diphtheria cases. And... the other one was a form of enteritis so awful that it's almost like cholera. All mixed up together and all dying. And very, very few could be ever saved. But the ones that I've got here, there's a bit of a code here. The blue is Navy. There was very few Navy rays.
Yes.
Because all the ships have been moved with one or two exceptions, which you read. The green was proper army. And there's a glorious story about Herity, and it's all down, and he was picked out of the wounded Jap troops by us there, and I found him better here. He was dying of a gangrenous leg, and we couldn't dare saw it off. We had sawn and all we saw, and the Jap stood in the way, and he came jumping towards me when I turned up on one leg, a Canadian with his photograph of his young wife, married before he came. Now, it's quite interesting, Regimental Sergeant Major Reed, He'd been the bugler boy down in the retreat at Mons.
Really?
I've got an awful memory, and yet that's one thing that sticks in my memory.
Yes.
But
yes.
You see, everything I say is true because I've written it at the time.
Yes.
Besides
yes.
writing this, I hid a quarter of a million words mm. that I wrote. So I'm not going on my memory, which is nil. I'm going on the notes I read with a magnifying glass on.
That's tremendously useful, of course, for us, because it's information untouched by
which
time.
Is true. And yeah. I haven't cheated in anything. I've lost one thing. There was a cache there with a bit of platinum on it that was sewn on there, and that's not my inking in. It must have been done at the time, and I've had it since the war, but I've lost it. But anyway, so that tells the story of that time. It was the most horrific time, and I have written about two chapters about it. And I managed to get a little funk hole under the stairs, and I was very lucky. And I had a bed in there with a door which eventually we had allowed to be opened, with a sentry just outside the door, and I had a mosquito net, that's all, to protect me, and I was only about that distance. It was all very, very exciting time. There's obviously ships passing. Now, I haven't bothered in the text of that to write down many things, but I've put enough of them to show the sort of idea. That, by the way, was the Vice-Chancellor of the University there, Sloss. Came home the same day as me. What I've done, I've mentioned some of these. Now, they're handouts of 15 military yen we must have got then. I was put on to thyroid. It meant that some thyroid came into the camp.
Mm-hmm.
That, I should think, is probably works out at the date of my father's death, I think, with the D-day. And so on. Now, often we put our waist measurements. I mean, most childish things. Some greetings came in from somewhere. It made an awful lot of sense at the time, but I'm sorry to say, it doesn't make sense now. The main interest of it is that one was able to record it at the time.
Yes.
And
yes.
I think, actually in bed this morning, I did look at that chapter, and I would think that I've put enough to arouse interest in that, but it would be extremely tedious. Cards came in, and there's a little code for what kind of cards, and discussion groups, and started learning German, went up and helped at the school again. A lot of them were merely personal. Shoes with an exclamation mark, the one thing with motor tire soles, which was wonderful, because we were barefoot, and in the summer it was very hot to stand
yes.
on the granite.
Yes.
I wish something... Now I've got to think. It's somewhere here. There's a little tiny arrow which shows what a fearful person I was.
There's a little arrow there.
Little downward arrow.
Oh, a downward arrow.
In colourless... Here it is.
Oh, yes.
I think that's the one. That would be... No, that's not the one. That's something else. There is a little colourless arrow which would work out in 43... which was it's noted in the book. It's a set of executions then, and we could see them go around the country. They used to take them out once a month out of the jail in a big black brow with a little Jap on the running board because he had this long curved sword that came right out of the ground because they beheaded their own. I can write it, but I can't talk about
yes.
it.
Yes, I quite understand.
Anyway, I think you'll find this enough to show that one kept oneself sane by making things that I could understand myself.
Mm-hmm.
That I can't understand them all now is for a thing that, I never thought of getting this home. Well, we always thought we'd save it, but I never thought of afterwards. Secondly, the truth of the matter is that I didn't look at it, I should think, for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
example, I had to jump out a window eventually, and I had put this little Delton bowl of Primroses mm-hmm. for some unknown reason in my uniform pocket, and of course smashed it. We stuck it together with the rice. And that happens to be my birthday, you see, and so I had a birthday party, and those are all the initials of the people who came to it. I got a parcel in from two Chinese teachers, which was absolutely wonderful, because my gang didn't get parcels at all. We had no connections with Hong Kong, really. And that's the label of it. I've never opened it, but the label is there. Somebody gave me that as a birthday present, you see, a little card.
Yes.
And we used to give... I had a friend who gave me a razor, because we wore very little BBs and shorts and that sort of thing because of the hot weather, a bit more in the cold weather. And she gave me a razor that she had taken in with her, and for my birthday, and then I would give it back to her for her birthday. But we'd both use it all the time. That would come. That's our first Christmas. That's everything that happened. This is only interesting to me. That red and green, these have nothing to do with the camp. They're all the people, friends at home, that I knew would be thinking of me. Shakespeare's in our family. It's one of the family names, and there's no Colonel Shakespeare. No one would be worrying about me. So the red and the green were the people I got behind a rock and sat there by myself and thought about. This, I think I've mentioned, that's this friend's, one of the friends who comes to see me. But that's his birthday, and I put a birthday thing in there. There I put a Christmas card. I made everybody a Christmas card. Every bit of silk on here was given me, and every needle. I had nothing. Here I was doing the people in the leprosarium. I was doing some nursing there.
Yes.
And we put all the worst tuberculosis people in there. And he was the eye man in Hong Kong, Neil Hargreaves. He was a friend of mine. And I was working on that when relief came. So there's the tiny needle. It hasn't been done. I haven't done it purposely
I
found it when I looked at it.
That's absolutely incredible. It really is.
I had a bright idea. I'd get all the religious folk in here.
Yes.
I obviously got bored with it and didn't finish. And there's a big circle. I was going to do all the other group representatives. And so on, and didn't finish it because most of their names appear somewhere else. Stanley, it puts the dates, and there's a reference to sheriff somewhere. And of course, if we've heard sheriff.
Yes.
Well, you see, that would appear almost childish. That was Journey's End, you see.
Ah, yes.
If you can understand, one was too fearful, and I suppose I still am in a way. Too fearful to put anything down directly. Now, in my thing there, I think I have done more about putting it down directly. On the other hand, if somebody was kind enough in the course of this business to read it,